everyone. Welcome back to the Orange Chair Podcast. Today's episode is all about OnBase and insurance. So we'll be talking about OnBase document management, specifically within the insurance industry. And I have two very special guests on the episode today with me. So I'll go ahead and let you guys introduce yourselves.
Awesome. Thanks, Alex. Hi, everybody. My name is Steve Comer, and I am the AVP for the what we call the FINS industry here at Highland, which encompasses our financial services and insurance industries. I've been with Highland for about 16 years now, and truly a pleasure to sit and talk with you guys today.
Good afternoon, Alex. This is Zach Kantz. I'm a Key Mark Account Executive. I work primarily in the commercial, financial, and insurance industries. You guys may recognize my voice. I was part of the Cloud Capture podcast that we had a few months back.
I like to start my episodes off by asking a fun fact. So can you guys tell me a fun fact about yourselves?
Yeah, I always love that question because I always struggle with it, but I know you prepared us well. I think the most fun fact thing that I can think of for myself, which really is probably not as interesting to everybody, but I grew up playing basketball. I was a college basketball player, not obviously skilled enough to avoid a career in enterprise software sales and, go to the NBA. But my life did definitely was surrounded by basketball for a long time and still enjoy playing when I can. So
what college did you play for?
Just a small liberal arts school here in Ohio called Cedarville College, now Cedarville University.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
All right. And Alex, I think I shared this one with you, your previous podcast. So I'll refer our attendees to listen to that about me being the first baby born in 1989 and the story around that. So I'll give you guys a new one. My first flight ever was chasing ECM, Enterprise Content Management. It was a flight to Cleveland to go to OnBase training in the dead winter. So there's a lot of stories that you can ask me about how the plane landed sideways and how I learned that snow's very different down here in South Carolina.
Yes, we get about an inch the entire year, and I bet you guys up north get way more than that.
Yeah, it's funny. I have a lot of conversations with customers and prospects and people thinking about, I'm going to come visit Cleveland, and they're always scared to do it in the wintertime. And I try and encourage them that, yes, I mean, there is snow, certainly, and it does get cold. I try and encourage them that it's not as bad as it sounds. And then I think Zach just blew all my credibility right there. So I will take that personally.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for being on the episode today. I want to go ahead and jump right into this and just kind of bring it industry specific and ask, do you find that there's a lot of insurance companies that are similar or different in terms of processes?
I'll jump in on that one first and foremost. It's going to sound kind of a weird answer, but I'm going to say both yes and no. And the reason I answer it that way, I think at the very highest of levels, if you're looking at everything from a 30,000 foot view, right, insurance companies are very similar. And when it comes specifically to processes and how they have to work, it looks very much the same. There's intake, there's document collection, there's processing that needs to be done, and then there's outputs in a number of different forms. And again, at the highest level, it looks and feels very, very similar. When you get down to where they prioritize, I think that's where the differences come in. And that is very often driven based on which segment of the industry I think we're talking about. So just as an example, in the PNC world, a lot of the conversations that we have and a lot of the interactions that we get into are very heavily focused on the customer experience, primarily in claims processing. And that's where they look to invest technology dollars. They look to make big investments is to enhance that customer experience on what happens when I have a claim and how do I get to resolution as fast as possible. And that's where I think OnBase really has a lot of potential to shine. If you flip over to the life and annuity division, the life and annuity segment, a lot of our conversations focus more on the onboarding side, the underwriting side. How do we get customers into our family? How do we establish them as customers? And what are those processes that do that? They do also obviously want to focus on the claims process, but the conversations take, a little bit different path depending on who you're talking to. So that's the broad kind of explanation for why I say yes and no. But I would love to definitely hear Zach's thoughts on this, because I know that Keymark has been very heavy in the, MGAs and how they kind of view their processes. So I know Zach's got some insight here too.
Sure. Thank you. I would completely agree with, one of the first statements that you said, speed. Speed is important with a lot of our customers. That a piece of information comes in that you must work on, whether that's a new application, whether that's an endorsement, or even a cancellation. And that customer service that our customers are providing to their customers, speed is the urgent need there. And that ties into MGA. So in the MGA space, these folks are getting requests for insurance from many different agents, and they're going out to the carrier marketplace and getting many different quotes. So it's a one to a many type of relationship. And in these instances, these MGAs need to be able to get the information, and typically that is a document, back to the requesting agent as fast as possible. The agent's always going to be working on behalf of their client, the person requesting insurance. So the agent's going to make a very quick decision based on what they get, and the MGAs that can get the information to the agent quickest typically win that business. So an efficient process that is a speedy process is very key across our customer base, and specifically the MGA space.
Great. So you guys have touched on it a lot, but I want to, get a more fine-tuned example of how can you see, a tool like OnBase, and when it comes to document management, being beneficial to an insurance company.
Yeah, I think as you look at the technologies that drive the insurance industry, I mean, the primary one is always going to be that core application, right? To name a few, Guidewire, Duck Creek, there's any number of players in the space. But if you talk to an insurer, that's the platform that is going to dictate the success or failure of their business, and how, to Zach's point, how fast and responsive they can be with any platform. And this is not a slam on one versus the other. There are holes in the process. There are duplications in the process. There are steps that either can be done or need to be done that maybe the core isn't best suited for, well suited for. And I think that's where OnBase has the ability to come in, and I use the word augment a lot. I think if you just picture it as kind of filling in the white space, I think OnBase coupled up with the core system better allows and better enables insurance workers to complete their tasks and do so in the most efficient manner. And again, sometimes it's completing a step that isn't necessarily taken care of by the core platform. Sometimes it's a reduction in the duplication. Sometimes there's data entry that has to take place from one place to another within the same application. OnBase has the ability to help mitigate some of that duplication and share data between different parts of the same system, to share data between totally agnostic systems. So to Zach's point, again, I think the word speed is probably going to be the key word of the day if we use our Sesame Street analogy here. But anything that makes that allows the worker to be faster for the sake of getting answers quicker, getting to resolution quicker, I think that's where OnBase is a tremendous value add to the existing technology platforms that are out there.
And Alex, I'll jump in here. I've got a few thoughts. So I'll give you another word from the Sesame Street that I think of: glue. So when saying that, think about OnBase is that application that ties your core line of business system to potentially your portal, which may be separate, to your back office system, which may be your financial system. Oftentimes, insurance companies that don't select a document management system select just a core line of business system, and it has some inherent document management system processes. But oftentimes they find out that is rigid. And when I say rigid, I mean maybe it doesn't fit their particular underwriting needs, or maybe it doesn't fit the giving benefit to any other department within that organization. I've seen oftentimes some of our larger customers try to fit in a policy and claims management system into the financial side of the business, and the financial side of the business is impacted by the rigidness of that application and how they must move invoices or payments through that process. So oftentimes we see OnBase being the glue that helps with these applications across all the departments, whether we're nothing more than storing the documents and serving those up in the application, or to Steven's point, we're the main workflow, or we're augmenting several steps that are manual because the policy management system or claims management system cannot handle those automatically.
Steve, I know you were talking about how when OnBase was first started, it was very document-driven, and now you guys are in this more data-driven mode. Where do you see the product going in the future?
Yeah, great question. You know, the fact of the matter is, and like you just said, OnBase as the kind of the flagship product of Highland, it was always meant to be, or started out as that document focused, system, document repository. I still think of some of the old slogans that Highland used to use with document imagining and all that fun stuff. Where it's headed now, it really is amazing to see the transformation that the platform has gone through. I think right now what is on the horizon for OnBase as a platform and Highland as a whole is just the carrying forward the strengths of the platform. Again, we're not getting away from document storage. That's never going to go away. You know, paper will always exist. I don't care who says we're going to be paperless in 2050. Paper's going to be around. It's going to be minimized, but it'll be around. So you still need that content repository. But you need the workflow tools. You need the case management tools. So OnBase as a platform, I don't think is ever necessarily going to navigate away from what its core capabilities have always been, but it's going to do so in a much more modernized way and in a modernized fashion. Highland is developing the platform and taking it to more of a cloud-first approach so that it is a cloud-native application, which then will allow the monolithic application that OnBase is today to be broken apart into more consumable microservices accessible through APIs with, you know, more integration capabilities, faster deployment, faster upgrades. So it's going to be, I would say, both going back to like my yes and no answer, I'm playing both sides of the fence today, but it's going to always exist with its core strength, its core capabilities, everything that has made OnBase the awesome piece of technology that it is today, but do so in a much more modernized and efficient cloud-first way. And we're going to continue to obviously expand the capabilities of what can actually be done with OnBase. So we'll continue to enhance workflow. We'll continue to enhance the case management capabilities. We'll continue to integrate with Capture and RPA and everything that is driving fintech today. So it's going to continue to grow in its breadth of capabilities. But it is going to get away from the kind of the old legacy architecture. So as I'm looking at what's ahead for the platform, I'm looking at it as just a much more modernized platform that offers more scalability to a lot of our larger, mid-sized, smaller customers out there.
Steven, I don't think I could have said it any better. I will add, a lot of the pieces of OnBase that make an automation solution truly hum, you hit on some of the integrations, the APIs that are being built that are existing in the product today. I would like to take time to mention that a lot of these integration points are being put into end-user interfaces that allow our customers, admins, to be able to build out integrations point and click. I'm speaking of web services publishing. Instead of having to have that code set, that development mindset. So when I think about OnBase in the future, yes, it's being modernized, it is being optimized for the cloud. A lot of the integration points that are with some of the bigger systems, to your point, Guidewire, Duck Creek, even in other industries, so your financial systems, any of the major applications out there that our customer base supports within and outside insurance, those integrations are already mature with the OnBase product. So 10, 15 years ago, those integrations could be built. They were built on the API set, but now those have been modernized and matured to where it's an off-the-shelf type of integration. And where the integration doesn't live with an off-the-shelf product, something like some of our insurance customers, have their homegrown application. The APIs are much more robust. The web services publishing that allow you to build the integration points point and click make it much much more effective, quicker, and cheaper to get integrations set up between OnBase and the other systems.
Zach, you mentioned some of those complexities just now, but I wanted to know, what are some other complexities that you've seen within the insurance industry when it comes to document management?
Sure, Stephen. I'll take first crack at this. I've got something quick to add. Over the past few years, we've seen a bigger push towards PDF being a normal file format, specifically in the insurance industry, but also across our entire customer base. I mean, Stephen, I'll ask you a rhetorical question, but when's the last time you've gotten a quote for something around the house, insurance, a contractor, and it's come across as a TIFF image, not a PDF? So think about all the times that you're seeing a PDF, and think about the nature of a PDF. The PDF file format was developed to be rather an uneditable file format. It was meant to be a secure format so that when a company is providing a statement of work and a contract, when that PDF is generated from the Word document, it's meant to be rather difficult to make changes to the content of that document. Well, specifically with our insurance space and inside the MGA space, as I mentioned, they're going to many different carriers for the same line of business. They're receiving many different PDFs back. And a lot of times they need to manipulate those PDFs. So when I say manipulate, I mean things like put stamps on there, redact certain text, black and white redaction, add overlap text. If you think you do business in one state, you get a quote for insurance from out of state, you've got to put state specific language in that document that's going out. So there's a lot of external forces that are pushing the need to annotate PDFs. Well, one of the complexities here is how do you edit a PDF inside of OwnBase without converting it first to a TIFF? And the reason I say that's a complexity is, over the past few years, we've seen these files become bigger in size with many different pages, colored logos, where the format is already large, several megs when it comes into OwnBase from the source PDF. And when you convert that to a TIFF, do annotations, and ultimately reconvert it back to a PDF, sometimes that's a pretty large file format. We talked earlier about speed, so our customers having to get one file to another outside party, every megabyte is 10 or 15 more seconds it takes for that to be sent through the Exchange server, speaking specifically of Outlook. So just by nature of those individuals having external needs to annotate the PDF and having to convert that PDF, it slows things down. Well, that being said, Keymark has developed their own product. It's called Tango. It takes two to Tango is the slogan there. Where you're able to be inside of the OwnBase client and securely, by just a click of a button, securely and automatically, we launch a PDF editor. We check that document out for you seamlessly. Again, it's secure. You're able to annotate that PDF in any facet that you would need to, stamps, annotations, overlap text, you name it. And then just by clicking the save button, that document is then streamed back to OwnBase automatically and stored as a revision. So that's one complexity I've seen, and it's a newer tool in our tool belt that we've tackled and bringing it to the market with the insurance space. And again, that's called Tango. It's our PDF editor.
That's awesome. I don't know that I necessarily want or need to throw anything else in the mix for that particular part of the discussion. I mean, there are always, I think, problems that technology can address. What I really love about everything that Zach just shared about a Tango is it demonstrates, specifically with Keymark, their knowledge and understanding of the space and the problems that exist, and utilizing technology to address those issues and having technology at your fingertips to be able to address those issues. And I love that OwnBase is part of that strategy. So it's awesome when I hear that our partners do something innovative that is in partnership with Highland, in partnership with OwnBase, and meeting a real need in the industry. I think Tango is going to be a phenomenal answer to a problem that has existed for a while.
Well, as our time comes to a close today, are there any final thoughts that you guys have? Is there anything that you'd like to elaborate on? Or maybe there's something that I didn't ask that you would like to touch on?
Now, I think, Alex, as I just think about the industry, where it's going, I think about really where it's been for the last year and a half, because who has not been thinking about the last year and a half over the last year and a half? But, what I am excited about, I think, for the future is that, a technology like OwnBase has proven to bring value really at the most critical times. And you think about a global pandemic and how it's impacted the industry. It has accelerated those companies in a lot of cases with their acquisition strategy. It has brought to the forefront companies that were not yet were not far enough along in their digital transformation journey, and I think has accelerated a lot of those plans. And while, you know, nobody is ever going to wish another global pandemic on us, there is good that has come out of it, because it has forced a lot of companies to reconcile where they're at and where they need to go in order to not only maintain relevance, but to continue to thrive. And I feel fortunate to be, you know, working with a company and working with partners that are bringing real world value. So I'm always excited as to what's on the horizon. And it's always a pleasure to take a few minutes to talk about it, to partner with partners like Keymark. And it's exciting for me. So I look forward to the journey ahead, both as the technology and as the industry continue to advance.
Stephen, I echo all of that, 100%. You took a lot of my talking points, which was great. I'll just say, as our customer base, our prospects, anyone listening to this, has any questions, seeking any further information, please don't hesitate to reach out. That's what we're here for, and that's how we thrive.
Well, thank you both so much for your time today. Thank you so much for being on the podcast and sharing your inside knowledge around insurance and OnBase.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Zach.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us on the Orange Chair Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Keymark and is produced by Clay Tootin and me, your host, Alex Frazier. For more information on OnBase by Highland, please visit our website at www.keymarkinc.com/onbase-software. Again, that's www.keymarkinc.com/onbase-software. Never miss an episode by subscribing to our podcast channels wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, like and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Orange Chair Podcast. Want to get in touch? Send us an email at toc@keymarkinc.com. Again, that's toc@keymarkinc.com.